Brian and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, and hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi there to anyone who forgot that we were here because Greater Clark is back in school today, so probably welcoming some new listeners back to the show as you're getting back into your early morning routines there.
Like, all those guys are still around?
Yay! Yeah, for sure, here on 99.7 DJX. Last night, $830 million, the winning numbers for the Mega Ball.
To win that jackpot, you must match these five white balls plus that gold Mega Ball.
Man, that guy is...
He was excited.
Yeah.
Our first winning number tonight is 29. That's followed by 63. Up next, we have 66. Your next number is 7, and your final white ball number for this Tuesday evening is... 16 now for the Mega Ball number, that's 15. Now, if no matches all six numbers, Friday's jackpot could be more than $1 billion.
Yeah, so according to the website, no winner, and looking like an estimated $1.02 billion jackpot.
Wow.
On Friday.
So is that the first time it's reached over a billion?
No, 2018 it was in the billions too.
Really? Oh my gosh. Well, you know why we didn't hit? I forgot to buy a ticket.
I didn't buy a ticket either.
Yeah, I think that was it. Now, here's the thing, though. We've got a feel-good that is tied to this coming up in just a few that is kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I
mean, could you picture our boss doing this?
I mean, I know that we've done the lottery.
I'm not talking about the office pool.
Office pool where... You know, Melissa used to walk around with an envelope and say, "Hey, do you want to throw a couple dollars in for the lottery?"
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was always awkward because I never carried cash on me.
I know, me neither.
And so she'd be like, "I got you." But then would she really have gotten me if we would have hit as an office?
Not sure.
Because that happened back, you know, several years ago. Like, I want to say in St. Louis, there was an office that pooled together and there was someone who was out sick or there was someone who was like, hey, we'll spot you some money. But then when push came to shove, it was like, nope, who actually put money in? Those are the people who actually get the money, not the people who were out sick that day or were spotted.
Yep.
So yeah, it could always be... A little bit testy, especially there in the office place.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it looks like the cash option, if it indeed is no winner of last night's Powerball, the cash option could be in the $600 million range, which I could live on. Friday evening, 11 o'clock, is going to be the next Powerball Mega Millions jackpot.
So wait, you're on board with that now? Because before, again, you were going to be comfortable with this $1 or $2 million.
Well, no, I still hold true to, I'd be fine with winning, you know, one of the lesser amounts of lottery because I feel like there's less attention being paid.
But
to
you
that
can
one.
Now handle 600, 2 million?
Does the American lottery, can there be anonymity?
We should just ask them. Hey, listen, if I win, will you guys not tell everybody?
Yeah, because if I could stay anonymous, then
I think you can. I think you can.
I'd be all right with that.
Yeah, I think you can.
Because I don't know how. I mean, that'd be tough just to keep that sort of secret, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Especially if you won, and like it's the next day we go on the air, and it's like.
Everybody is right. Going to want to know uh-huh. who won it because they're going to report when there is a winner.
Well, they're going to report at least, okay, this person who won purchased the ticket at this location.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh my gosh, that.
Yeah, whatever convenience store.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be in good position. Now, of course, when it gets this high, typically there's multiple winners.
Right. But still, splitting $1 billion, I'm fine with, too.
Yeah.
Because it's not
bad.
It's not like you're going to be winning with a million other people.
Right.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Scotty sent us a message. I got a phone tap idea for you guys. My college buddy, Travis, great guy. He's a little too into going to the gym.
Can you be...
Well, he's there all the time.
Okay.
And he posts his workouts and social media and loves bragging about what good a shape he's in. He is in really good shape. But I think that sets him up perfectly for one of your phone taps. You got an idea?
All right. So, listen, Robert Hassenpepper, he's doing some marketing, right? And so he's just going to need Travis's help.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we need some models, right?
Yeah, for sure. Welcome, Travis, to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm looking for Travis.
This is Travis.
Travis Robert Hassenpepper. I'm calling from... You're a member, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm there almost every day.
Right. Well, I'm calling from the main office. I work in marketing for the gym.
Okay, cool.
And I've been told that sometimes you set up your phone and post your workouts on Instagram and social media and tag the gym.
Right. And is that a problem? Do you not want me to tag you guys?
No, that's fine. We actually appreciate the publicity.
Yeah, I figured you would. I like to post my reps and my sets, you know. Maybe I can inspire other people to hit the gym, I guess.
Wow, yes, absolutely. That's kind of actually why I'm calling. We're looking for some of our members to use in a new advertising campaign. And we're wondering if we could get some footage of you.
Really? Sure, I could do that.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we've got a video crew that's going to be filming some of our members, and we'll use that to put together some social media campaigns, maybe television or something.
Dude, that sounds great. You definitely called the right guy.
Well, we did want to get people of all different skill levels.
All right, awesome. Do you want to film me tomorrow? It's leg day. I'm doing weights. I'm doing some cardio.
Well, yeah, tomorrow would be great, actually. We're going to film some of the people at your fitness level first, and then we'll move on to the more advanced athletes from there. Kind of a before after thing.
What do you mean? What?
So we'll film you and some of the others at your level. You see, we have some of those retirees who come in. You've seen those older guys in the sober strength class?
Yeah, but that's not me. I'm much more advanced than that.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I know that's not you.
Well, all right then.
I wasn't implying that you're old, just that you're at about the same physical level as those guys.
I mean, what are you trying to say, dude? Have you seen me? I mean, I'm jacked. I mean, have you seen the videos I post?
Oh, I have. I have. They're a lot of fun. We pass them around.
Hold on here.
Well, here's the thing. After we get some footage of you, you know, doing your best, we'll move on to the serious athletes.
Dude, you're not going to be filming me as an example of what not to do. I'm way more advanced than that.
Okay, well, whatever you say. Maybe we won't use you for television. Maybe you'd be better off on radio, because you do have a good voice. I could hear you on the radio.
All right. Just shut up, dude. I'm done with you.
No, seriously, I could actually hear you on the radio. In fact, right now, Travis, it's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX with a little phone tap.
What? Like a prank, yeah, Paul?
Yes, Travis, it's a prank.
Oh, my God. Who put you up to this? Did somebody do this?
Yeah, actually, Scott reached out to us. We were just having a little fun. And hey, look, I'm sure you're ripped. I'm sure you're jacked.
All right, you guys had me going there.
So don't. No offense. No offense.
We know you're jacked.
Uh-huh. I love how he starts to throw one of his other friends under the bus right away.
Absolutely. What he's done several things that could have done this. I'd love to see those pictures, though, just for research purposes.
We do need to see those photos. So, Travis, send them on to the
it's
show.
It's leg day. Come film me today.
All right, there's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, around 7 o'clock, being a co-parent can be pretty tough, yeah?
Yeah.
What if it's not a kid you're trying to co-parent, but the family dog?
Oh, okay.
We're going to dive into...
Should that be easier?
I don't know. We're going to dive into DMs coming up around 7 with that. Before that, though... Sometimes you don't go looking for trouble. Trouble finds you.
Uh-huh.
And when it does, it's a setting the bar story. You're just minding your own business. You're trying to go through life, stay out of trouble, and then all of a sudden, trouble finds you.
I mean, sometimes that happens. It's unfortunate.
It's a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without having your car ticketed for parking in a zone that got painted no parking while you were there, you're doing okay.
Oh, man. Now, see, I feel like they've got a case to be like, it wasn't like that before. Legit. But here's the thing. They probably didn't take a picture of that.
Desiree and Jeff, they're the unfortunate ones who are caught in this sort of parking battle.
Anytime it's open, I've been parking there for 25 years.
We came out, we were walking up from the store, and I noticed the ticket on my car. This seems unfair to me.
The red stripe is there where it wasn't before, and they had the nerve just to go around my tire.
Yeah. So,
oh, wow. Wow.
Their car, the curb, apparently they had parked in a red zone, which is no parking. Now, the city says, well, it has always been a red zone. Maybe it was just faded.
Oh, really? And he said, I've been parking there for 25 years?
Sounds like it.
That's been faded for a long time.
So they repainted it, and then they got ticketed after it got repainted.
Went around their tire. I think they've got a case.
Oh, man.
Like, somebody's just like, you're right. Our bad.
Yeah. I mean,
even if you go to the grocery store, right, and the special sticker is still up, even though like the sale is over, typically they give the customer the discount because it's still displayed that way.
Well,
they haven't had a red zone stripe there for 25 years. Jeff's been parking there just fine.
Apparently it's been faded for 25 years, according to the city. So
exactly. And so everybody thought it was fine because Jeff never got a ticket until now.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without having your car ticketed for parking in a zone that got painted no parking while you were there.
OMG.
You're doing okay.
Oh, I feel bad for them. I hope they get justice.
I know that is.
I'm on their side. Team Desiree and Jeff.
That is rough. All right. That is setting the bar. You can get a hold of the show. Just message us, DM us. They're always open. At Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Sometimes we like to dive into the DM and see what you have to say. Allie's got an issue about co-parenting.
Yeah, she said, I'd like to dive into your DMs with a dog-related question.
All right.
My boyfriend and I broke up about a month ago after being together for about 2 years. Now, he got our dog about 3 years before we started dating. During our time together, though, the dog, Louie, really became close to me more so than him.
Aw, Louie.
He would sleep on my side of the bed. I would care for him, feed him, and when we'd go on walks, I would walk Louie a majority of the time.
All right.
So when we broke up, I couldn't bear not seeing Louie anymore.
Aw, Louie.
So we set up a co-parenting schedule where we each watched Louie for a few days each week and for every other weekend.
Wow.
We even have drop-offs at the Kroger parking lot.
Okay.
My question is, do you think this is causing emotional harm to Louie? And I really feel like Louie misses me more than he does my ex. Has anyone ever co-parented an animal with an ex? Is what we're doing normal? My long game is I can convince my ex that Louie's better off with me and I keep him. What's your thought? Thanks, I love your show. I mean, they are members of the family.
Well, 100%.
Yeah. And she's got a solid argument.
My only thing,
it was technically his dog.
Yeah,
first.
That's my big thing. Is like he got the dog before you guys started dating.
Yeah, but it sounds like that she really is the one that's taking care of him more.
This is true.
So,
have you ever been in a co-parenting animal situation?
No, I've never been in that situation. There's part of me that's wondering, okay, since we don't really know the details of the breakup, did he maybe not want the breakup? And so he's using this as leverage to try to keep the door open.
Yeah, to kind of get back into Allie's good graces.
Yeah.
And like, hey, let's share the dog. It sounds like, though, it was her idea to co-parent the dog.
Yeah.
Her long game is, I want the dog.
Yes. They weren't married.
Right.
Maybe the simple solution is Allie goes and tries to find the same kind of dog and adopt one herself.
Oh, but Louie isn't.
I know.
It's Louie.
Louie's her guy.
It's Louie. I get it.
That's tough. But technically, it was his dog first.
So this dog is, I'm guessing, 5 years old-ish?
Probably. So I think if she really loves that breed of dog, she tries to go get her own Louie.
Okay.
I think that's the simplest way to do this without any drama. If he's not willing to, like, if she just straight up says, hey, can I go ahead and take Louie permanently? If he says no, I feel like that's probably the only way to go about it. She's going to be a little brokenhearted over Louie, but go find your own Louie.
All right. Would love to hear if you've co-parented a dog or an animal with an ex. Not a child. That's different, I think.
Oh, 100%.
I think.
It's a little slightly different.
I think it's different. So, yeah, I would love to hear your experience with that. 502-571-9970. Heard from Allie, and she's trying to co-parent with her ex, their dog, Louie, and is wondering if doing so is causing the dog emotional harm. Plus, she's wondering if, even though the dog was her ex's originally, she could make a case to keep him.
Because she ended up, like, taking care of Louie more often than not and walking him more and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But even though technically Louie was his.
I want to get to a message we got from a listener that is on the other side of this, and I'll get to it here in just a sec. It's kind of wild, but I got a message from a listener who said, my ex and I have shared custody of our dog for years. It's really kind of inconvenient, and most people think it's weird and unnecessary, but I know it's really for us, the humans. The dog is happy as long as he has one of us. All right.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, every time Louie gets to see the other person, they're just like, I love you. I am so happy to see you. I don't think emotionally he's being damaged.
Yeah, like his pack is maybe split up a little bit, but
right. He
gets to still see his pack.
Familiar with both.
So get this. Got a message from a listener said, hey, I recently started seeing a new guy. It's been about 3 weeks. He's really great. I like him a lot. I have one hang up, and I'm not even sure how valid it is. He has 3 dogs, told me on our first date that his dogs are like his kids.
Okay.
And he knows it's a little weird to some people how much he prioritizes them. Well, it also turns out that he shares custody of these 3 dogs with his ex.
Oh, okay.
So 1 week he has them, and then the next she does. Apparently, they do not see each other during these exchanges. I don't have pets anymore, but I do understand what it's like to love a pet as part of your family. I'm just having a hard time understanding this whole shared custody thing.
Yeah, it is a little, it gets real interesting and dicey when you move on to other relationships.
Yeah, and she says,
I think if neither one of you are dating anybody else, you can navigate that a little easier, but then once other people start to get involved, then they're like, hey, how long is this going to be going on?
Right. Yeah, right. And our listener says, what's the longevity here? Is this a situation that will exist forever? Like last night, I was trying to make plans to see him this weekend. He said he couldn't see me until Monday and that he was sorry, but he has the dogs this weekend.
Are you kidding me? He's not doing dates with her because he's got custody of the dogs?
What is that? This is wild.
Very long. He's going to have to figure that out because, no, when the dog custody's getting in the way of you spending quality time with your significant other, I think we reevaluate that.
She says, I would understand if they were actual children.
Yes, absolutely. That is different.
But you can't leave your dogs at home for maybe 2 or 3 hours to have dinner or anything?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Oh, wow.
That's much. That is
so
much.
So, yeah, she's like, I don't know what to say to your listener.
She's got her own situation going on there.
Okay, yeah, like what if, okay, go back to Allie real quick.
Yeah.
Our listener who DM'd us originally, and what if you start to see a guy or get into a new relationship, but you're still doing handoffs at the Kroger parking lot of your dog, Louie?
Yes, from your ex-boyfriend.
Man.
Who wasn't yours to begin with.
And maybe this is going to be tough to hear, but maybe you need to, one, have a conversation with your ex and say, do you want your dog? Or do
yes,
you,
because
or,
I really, really, really love your dog, and I feel like your dog loves me more.
Right, right. And then and then just if your ex is like, yeah, of course I love my dog and I want my dog, then
that's the end of it.
Give it up.
Yeah, and then you go find your own Louie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There are a lot of animals that need homes. We feature them every single Wednesday on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Because you don't want to be in a situation like this other listener who's trying to make a date with her boyfriend, her new boyfriend, and her new boyfriend's like,
nope, I'm hanging with the dogs.
Yeah, sorry. It's my weekend for the dogs.
Yeah, no. That is not a situation I think that can last either.
I'm now more invested in this other listener. Like, holy cow.
Yeah, we're gonna need an update on that situation too.
Oh my. Okay. All right. Well, keep us posted on 99.7 DJX. And Kelly K.
So this banner plane took a nosedive in the ocean in front of a big crowd. This was in Huntington Beach, California.
Mm.
There happened to be a lifeguard competition going on.
What?
When you know, they had to spring into action.
Going to the water, guys. Oh, dude.
I think the pilot either thought hitting the sand would be a bad idea, so he went for the water.
Quite a sight for these teens in the ocean.
It was going super nice, and then as soon as it hit it, it just went straight down, like nose down.
Lifeguards were fortunate in the area because of the Junior Lifeguard Regional Competition taking place, so they were able to respond to this very quickly.
The pilot is expected to be okay and was taken to the hospital with minor injuries.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Because of their quick action and all these lifeguards being there, they all ran out and got him out before, you know, the plane went too far under.
Yeah, they're like, all right, real life situation happening right now.
Yep, here you go. Let's put your training to good work. You can see that video. It's up because somebody got it on cell phone video. You can see the whole thing happen.
Wow.
At WDJX.com.
Talking Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You know, sometimes that person that maybe catches your eye zips past you and they zip past too fast for you to like get a name or number.
Yeah. And then what do you do? How do you reconnect? How do you find out their name and number? You got to do a little typey-typey in your mom's basement, send it off to Craigslist, and then we bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. May I?
Yes.
Woman for man. Cute guy riding the Segway with the paintball gun and aviators.
Okay.
Already setting the scene.
Painting a picture.
Uh-huh, here we go. I was rocking out some music on my iPod Shuffle.
Can we just marinate in that a hot second?
I feel like we should.
All right.
And I felt a presence, someone coming behind me. I hit the mute button on my shuffler, which was strategically mounted on the collar of my green shawl.
Oh.
Take a quick look behind me. I saw you, 5'9", dark hair. You were a little blurry due to the cataract in my left eye.
How old is this woman?
I'm not sure. Should I change my voice?
Maybe.
You were cruising pretty slow on your Segway. The majestic white steed of coolness. And one-handed at that.
Talent.
Your other hand held a paintball gun.
No.
Whop! The first one went ricocheting past that old broad across the street.
Oh, no.
It hit the window of that pizza place. As you cruised around the corner, you took aim at a couple guys standing in front of the liquor store.
Oh, no.
You then put the pedal to the metal and took off into the darkness. Congratulations, you got one square in the butt. I yearn for you. I haven't seen any man command that sense of adrenaline in a large crowd of people in a long time. I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm real confused about her age now. Like I thought. Yeah. I thought maybe.
A lot of questions. A lot of questions.
But we've got cataracts and an iPod shuffler.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And a man in aviators on a Segway.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This is a man for woman titled, I Need Your Cold Germs.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
I saw you on the bus. You looked very pretty. And also like you had a really bad cold. I hope you start to feel better and don't want you to be offended by asking, but would you share your germs with me via one deep French kiss?
Oh, well, that's forward. That's really forward.
You see, I'm entering a distance spitting competition next weekend, and spittle density / cohesion do indeed separate the champions from the also-rans.
Did we just mention spittle density?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what? Oh, okay.
A little about me.
Uh-huh.
I'm a divorced white male, 40, professional suit and tie type with a good personal hygiene. If you are uncomfortable kissing a total stranger, I will gladly buy you a couple of drinks and we can talk about things going on in your life.
Oh, great. Okay, let's have a little chat first over some drinky drink.
We don't have to talk about me at all unless you are curious about the spitting trophies I have won.
Spitting trophies? We've got spitting trophies?
Again, I'm serious and I'll be a gentleman.
Oh, okay.
I won't try to fill you up, but...
Well, that's nice.
But I do expect a deep kiss with effective microorganism transfer.
Ew, gosh! Microorganism transfer?
Ideally,
no.
Your cold bugs are manifesting themselves as Hawking congestion. If I can time the cold life cycle right so that my productive cough is peaking during the finals, I am confident that I will carry the day.
We're trying to get a productive cough by the finals. Got it. Okay. All right. We need spittle density. We need, what was it? What did he say? Microorganism
transfer? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I will also publicly acknowledge your contribution during my post-win remarks.
I feel as though we've got a little insight as to why he's divorced.
You're perfect. And I need you. Please reply soon before you recover.
Yeah. Wow. Wait, don't take that medicine just yet. Hold off on that Theraflu. I need your microorganism ASAP.
Listen. This sounds completely platonic. He doesn't want to fill you up.
Oh, right,
he's
yes.
just wanting you for your saliva.
One deep smooch is all it's going to take.
That's all he wants.
For that spittle density.
That's right. That's all he wants. Finals. So whether you see the dude in the aviators on the Segway flying by, pelting people with a paintball gun.
That's a bad boy persona right there.
Or... you catch a sick, flu-ridden person on the bus that thinks, or that you think would be perfect for your spitting competition.
Where are these spitting competitions? I've never heard of it. I take that back. I don't want to go.
I was going to say, do you really want to dive down that wormhole? No. Do you really?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Okay.
No, Kelly.
All right. I don't know if I'm rooting for either one of them. Maybe the Segway guy. Because cataract lady sounds like she needs some love.
Sure. It's Craigslist missed connections. Yeah. Kelly on 99.7 DJX. And so I just saw this poll that was done. And I know you can take whatever you want out of any poll because it's just like how many people were polled, all that, whatever. But it just says 3 in 4 college kids feel unprepared to clean after themselves. And it resonated a little bit with me because
mommy and daddy always did it for them.
Because I have 2 that are getting ready to head to college. And, you know, just from thinking about, okay, have I prepared, you know, Isabella and Sophia adequately for living on their own? Because they're going to be living in the dorm rooms, right?
No one's going to be there to do things for them anymore.
Yeah, yeah. You know, are they going to be able to make it to classes on time? You know, are they going to, you know, carve out some time to... study and to, you know, pay attention to their schoolwork and amidst all the other stuff, all the extracurricular things that, you know, everybody who goes to college and lives on campus knows that there can be there, you know?
Were they pretty good about that in high school?
I mean, they never
kept themselves on task.
We never really had to, even from middle school on.
Like
get them to do their homework. I mean, they were always very, very studious and
they knew what had to be done, when it needed to be done, all that stuff.
But the whole thing where it said, look, most everyone said a clean room will help you feel your best and help you keep your mind clear and able to focus on studies and stuff like that. But I'm like, that's where I think they may be falling short.
Really?
Oh my gosh. The whole room thing where I'm like, you know, they will get to their room.
Uh-huh.
and clean their room. However,
after they've been told to do it?
No, it has to get to a certain level.
Oh, so it gets like disaster zone.
Yeah.
And then you're like, guys.
And then
they're like, all right.
And then they're like, and before you say anything, we're going to get to our room. It's like,
okay. Well, you know what? I mean, when I was a kid,
yeah.
You know, mom would be like, hey, can you go? And this is going to date me, but I had to rake the carpet. We had shag carpeting.
Oh my gosh.
Am I the only person on planet Earth that had, we had to carpet rake and I had to rake the shag carpeting?
That is something foreign to me.
I didn't do that. Yeah. I had to vacuum the other rooms and stuff like that. But like she asked me, I'd be like, yeah, I'll do that in a minute. You know, that kind of thing. But once I got on my own, had my first place, I suddenly became a neat freak. Because I realized, you know, I didn't really think much about it when I was living in somebody else's house. It was my parents' house. You know, I just didn't pay much attention. But then when it's suddenly your place, I suddenly started paying more attention. I'm like, oh, I can't live in filth. And I started cleaning, like, a lot. And I got to the point where in the middle of parties, I would sometimes Swiffer.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of hoping happens in my scenario, where it's like I have to constantly remind them to take their, take their dishes in and you know, take their dishes down from their room and all that stuff, where it's like, all right.
I think it'll kick in at some point. It just may take a little bit. A few days for it to pile up, and they're like, ow, I got to get a handle on this. Yeah. And then maybe they'll realize, as they mature a little bit more, that if you keep up with it and it never let it get overwhelming, it's easier to clean.
Right. Well,
and to not live in squalor and filth.
Well, we'll see. You know, back to school is certainly happening here for a lot of people. I know Greater Clark today. You got New Albany Floyd next week, and then JCPS the following. And then, you know, college, Bellarmine, U of L, all of them, they are kicking in here mid-August, too. So we are less than a week away from August. Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. So let's introduce you to Kalina, calling us from the Iroquois Park neighborhood. Hi there.
Hey.
I sense a little hesitation in her voice. Like, I'm not sure if I really want to sign up for this, but here we go.
Here we go.
Did we catch you at a good time, Kalina?
Pretty good. Driving a kid, so you never know, but we'll see what
we
can do here.
Safety first.
Okay.
Safety first.
All right. Kalina has brown hair, drives a Mercedes, doing well.
Nice.
Is married and is a pilot, can fly airplanes.
Oh, get out.
What's the biggest plane you've flown?
Just a small one. Nothing too big over here. Like a little one single engine.
Very impressive.
I was going to say, that's still bigger than the planes that I've never flown. So
that's, it counts.
I don't think anybody needs you to fly a plane, Ben. I think we're good.
All right. Well, Kalina, Kelly's going to describe how this game works, all right?
Okay, so you're going to hear a couple stories, and you need to figure out if they occurred in the person's life when they were a little kid or influenced by the drinky drink as an adult.
All right,
little kid, drunk adult, you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go.
I got in trouble for cutting someone's entire ponytail off while they were sleeping.
Wow.
Oh. Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
Cut entire ponytail off while sleeping.
I guess it could be either, but totally sounds like something one of my kids might do.
It's nothing like throwing your kids under the bus right there.
Yeah. While you're in the car.
All right, Kalina, you're saying little kid. Kelly, you're saying little kid too?
Yeah.
All right.
I was a little kid.
There it is. Yep, yeah. Little kid, you were right.
And it was my oldest sister. She'd been picking on me all summer, and I finally just snapped, had enough, and I hacked it off while she was sleeping. Her hair went like all the way down to her butt, so it was kind of a huge deal. She still brings it up on holidays, so I think she's still pressed.
I would too. I think that's one we don't let go of easily. Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
All right. So, Kalina, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one.
I stole egg rolls from a Chinese restaurant and then blamed it on my best friend.
All right. lifted some egg rolls from a restaurant. Blame it on your best friend. Little kid, drunk adult.
Drunk adult, because one of my best friends may have done that.
You're like, this legit could be someone I know.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not disputing that. Let's go with drunk adult.
All right.
Adult.
Both of you saying drunk adult.
Yep. I was a drunk adult.
You got it. Yep.
You got the munchies.
Oh, Kalina's like, yeah, I think I know this person.
So egg rolls from a Chinese restaurant at the mall. Then the cops found me hiding in a parking lot about a block away.
Oh, wow.
I told them that my friend stole the egg rolls and then gave them to me. But for some reason, they believed me, even though I had to steal an egg rolls in my possession.
Wow. Okay. That was an involved story there.
Oh, dang. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that her friend got in actual trouble for it.
Probably.
Oh, no.
All right. Last one, Kalina. Little kid, drunk at all. So far, you're 100%. You're doing great. All right, here we go. Last one.
Well, I fell asleep in a truck that drove 3 states before I woke up.
Fell asleep in a truck?
Okay, so he wasn't driving.
I don't think he was.
He was not driving.
Woke up 3 states later. Little kid, drunk adult.
I'm going to go with little kid.
Okay. Kalina says little kid. Both of you
I
say
feel
little
like,
kid.
Yeah.
All right, you and Kelly both say little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Ah!
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
No way. Now, I used to load industrial trucks, so at lunch break, me and my buddy decided that we were going to have us a couple of shots. He was smart. He took the rest of the day off. But me? No, I want to go back to work and get this money. So I tried to hide and sleep it off. You know, I found some blankets in the truck. But, man, I was way drunker than I thought I was.
Uh-oh.
I misread the service order and thought it was to be loaded. Because I woke up 3 states away from New Jersey.
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, my gosh!
That's...
Oh, my God!
Took a nap, woke up 3 states away. That is wild. All right.
Holy cow, he was a stowaway. Didn't even realize it.
Yep. Kalina, you win. Congratulations.
Oh, awesome.
Yay!
Yeah, we don't need 100% on this show.
No.
All right. Perfect.
All right.
That's our stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much for playing. Hang on another quick sec, and we'll get more information from you, okay?
Cool, thanks.
All right.
Oh, I think her kids are going to be real proud of her.
Yeah,
like, Mom, absolutely. You slayed that game.
Yes, she did. All right, there you go. Again, if you want to be featured in Little Kid Drunk Adult, just tell us the story of what happened. And
yeah, send us a voice note. Email it, benandkellyshow@gmail.com. You're the real
show. All right, feel good stories, Kelly Kay.
So the founder of Raising Cane's, Todd Graves,
did
something pretty big yesterday in light of the ginormous Mega Millions jackpot.
Yeah,
which we didn't get a winner, right?
Yeah, we didn't get a winner. So Friday, it's going to be over $1 billion.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if he's going to do this again, because what he did yesterday was buy $2 Mega Millions tickets for each one of the 50,000 employees he has.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, posted the video on Twitter, said, you know, buying all these is harder than you think.
It
kind of shows a machine just spitting them out. 50,000 of them. They were, you know, going to share whatever the cut would be with each and every employee, which doing the math, first of all, you know, he dropped $100,000 on tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, if I'm doing the math right, comes out to $8,600 a person.
Oh,
if you took the cash option of $430 million.
Oh, if they would have won?
Yes, if they would have hit it.
Not bad.
So,
nice little
one
bonus.
Employee interviewed, by the way, by the local news, is just like, you know, what would you do if you hit it big? And he's like, well, I'd continue working. I love my job. And when you... $8,600, I don't think.
I was going to say, I don't think that's retirement money.
Nope. That is a big boost for everybody.
Sure.
Not denying that, but yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if he's going to go back and do this again now that the jackpot is over $1 billion.
Wow.
Crazy.
That would be nuts.
You know why there was no winner? I forgot to buy a ticket.
That's probably what it was. You're right.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure I'll make that happen this time.
Yeah. The drawing is going to be over $1 billion and it's Friday the 29th, 11 p.m. So
OMG.
Cash option looking like it's around $602 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, good stuff.
I think I could do some damage with that.
I mean, I could figure it out.
I could figure it out, too.
Yeah.
I'd get a nice financial advisor. I'm sure that I could find somebody to work with me.
Maybe. Maybe. All right. You want to try to set that up right now?
Yeah, no, I've already got a guy. I got a guy.
Oh,
I
got a guy. All right.
It's going to be, I trust him. It's going to be great.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Grace wrote to us, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I hope you can help me navigate this situation. One of my closest girlfriends, a girl I knew since first grade, is getting married in a few months. She just informed me last week that I will not be one of her bridesmaids.
Aww.
I was shocked. Why? Because apparently I don't fit the overall look she's going for with the ceremony.
Oh.
Instead, she asked me to be an usher. WTH!
Okay.
So I'd still get to go to the rehearsal dinner and the bachelorette party and everything else a bridesmaid gets to do, but my girlfriend told me, deep in my heart, I still consider you a bridesmaid. You just won't get to stand in front during at the church.
Mm.
Ouch, right?
Right.
Then she explained to me that she's trying to win a blog contest.
Oh, no.
And needs the pics to look perfect.
What?
From what I can tell, all the bridesmaids are tall blonde girls. I'm not that tall, and I'm brunette.
Oh, gosh.
So my question is, what would you do? After all, I've known this girl most of my life, and I want to support her. I'm trying not to be horrifically offended, but I am. Should I even go to the wedding at all? Thanks in advance, Grace.
Man. Weddings bring out the best in everyone, don't they?
Uh-huh. I'm triggered. For Grace, my first initial reaction, and again, I don't have the feelings of being friends with the bride since first grade, but if somebody did that to me, I'd be like, bah, sorry, I got something that weekend, can't be there.
Yeah.
Like, that's so rude. It's so rude. It's so rude and shallow.
I mean, are you gonna, I don't know. I'm just thinking, okay, so you're not a bridesmaid.
Because I mean, your look.
Yeah, but
seriously,
but you're not a bridesmaid. And I'm saying 5 years from today, are you going to be looking at bridal photos from this? No. A year from today, are you going to be looking at them? Probably not.
The people that you choose to be in your bridal party are supposed to be the closest people to you in your life. They're supposed to have meaning. That's mm-hmm. why you're standing up with them. When you're getting married, she's choosing like, well, you just don't look the same. I need everybody to look pretty in the picture.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
I don't know. I don't like the excuse of
yes, no.
Why?
Like, if it would be one thing if, well, we haven't talked in like 5 years,
right?
Then you know, I understand that if you're not present in each other's lives, you pick the people that you are closest to at that moment in your life. But that's not the case, apparently. They've still been close. She's just trying to get a nice picture for a blog contest. No. I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
So you're saying this is grounds to just
yes.
axe the friend.
Yes. 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 How shallow. I don't know how you get over that kind of hurt. Like, I would not be able to just move past that and show up and take people to their seats and be happy.
Eric says, don't go to the wedding. Let your friend know that you don't want to ruin her wedding with your brown hair.
Oh, that's really good. That's a really good snarky response. I like that. That's perfect snark.
Would love to hear your thoughts on this for sure. And especially if you had been slighted in the past. I know,
for a dumb reason.
Yeah, for a dumb reason. I'm going to say you're probably not going to be able to relate exactly 100% with Grace. In her scenario, but you may have been slighted at a wedding of one of your friends, and would love to hear how you navigated it, because, you know, maybe we can draw some comparisons.
Yeah, Sarah said she will regret not having her closest friend stand up beside her. Maybe not right away, but it will happen. I would politely decline being an usher, which is weird, and just attend the wedding as a guest. So she's saying still go, just be a guest. That's bigger than what I would do.
Yeah, 502-571-9970. Want to hear more from you. That's why this is called group therapy, because we all get in this. Yeah, we work it out together here on 99.7 JX. Grace's friend from first grade getting married. And Grace is not being asked to be a bridesmaid because she doesn't fit the, quote, look of the bridal party, tall blonde. She's offended, wants to know if she should even go to her friend's wedding.
The bride told her she's trying to win a blog contest.
I think
so she doesn't fit the look.
Is the problem here we have built up so much the idea of the perfect wedding.
100%. And I feel like social media has just really amped that up because people are so concerned and put so much emphasis on how it all looks, you know, on social media.
Yeah. Is it going to be a good Instagrammable wedding?
Right. Now, don't get me wrong. I love looking at beautiful weddings and all the fun little videos that are put together. And I'm just like, wow, that's gorgeous. Like, I enjoy that. But I think if it starts to get in the way of actual relationships with people in your life, that's a problem. And that seems to be what's happening here.
Uh-huh.
And that's what Judy says. Sounds like she's caught up in the drama of planning the perfect wedding without understanding what it's really about. Years from now, what will really matter are the people who were there that had meaning in her life. This is a time for your friendship to count by participating graciously and simply wishing her the best on her day. So it sounds like Judy's saying still suck it up and go.
Still go, yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of people, though, saying just go. There's other people just saying, heck no, there's no way that I would be there at all. Kim says, I would definitely let her know that I don't want to ruin her special day with my hideous self, so I'll just skip it. Amy said, I had a close friend ask me to be in her wedding. At the time, I couldn't financially afford the extra costs like the dress, the bachelorette party, stuff like that. When I told her I couldn't be a bridesmaid, she told me I was no longer invited to the wedding.
Dang.
That was about 16 years ago. We haven't talked since.
Yeah, Katie kind of says the same thing. Friendship didn't recover after she had been slighted at her best friend's wedding as being asked to attend as just a guest.
Oh, wow. That's just so tragic.
Yeah, and Maggie brings up a good point. What happens if she doesn't win the contest?
Yep. So you don't win the contest and you and lost like a lifelong friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And several people have kind of brought up the point that Kim is saying here. I am thinking this isn't the first time that she's actually done something like this to you. She's been telling you who she is since the first grade, but you've been kind of blowing it off for whatever reason. You've been her loyal friend, but was that reciprocated?
That's true. Maybe this is a time you reevaluate and really look back on your friendship and figure out if you've been getting enough out of it or were you just giving of yourself?
So are we, I mean,
I'm firmly on team just don't go.
Yeah, I know. That is.
Because I don't know how I would get past, oh, you're a bridesmaid in my heart, but just go tell people where to sit.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be the usher. That seems like something like a nephew or a niece would be good to do. Like,
yes.
Not your best friend from the first grade.
No. Yeah. And I don't know how I could make my face not look like upset and mad and glaring the entire time if I was sitting there watching the wedding. Like, I'd be salty the entire time. And I don't want to be like that at someone's wedding.
Okay. So if you're not going, that means you're not doing any of the bachelorette parties.
No.
You're not doing
if she wants
showers.
To kind of try to take the high road, get a little gift and just say, I wish you luck on your big day.
Do you even get her a gift at that point?
Take the high road. Okay. I just try to do a nice gesture like, here you go.
All right. Listen.
Special day. I'm sorry I won't be there.
All right. Yeah.
I don't want to ruin your video either.
All right. Let's,
by them catching a glimpse of me in the crowd.
Yeah. Let's just say, let's pass on this wedding.
Let this be like a lesson to brides out there. If you are planning a wedding and you're looking at the people in your life and figuring out who to ask to be there with you on your big day, realize that this kind of stuff can really hurt people deeply if you have shallow reasons for placing people in whatever role.
Yeah, like someone you don't know very well. Just because they look pretty,
yes.
Stand up next to you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. All right. Well, hey, Grace, hopefully this has provided a little bit of clarity. You've got the support of us and a lot of people saying, if you want to bow out and say no thanks, that's cool.
Now, Amanda does say, I think the person knows the answer. I want to support my friend. So go to the wedding. Show your support. Personally, I'd choose to pass on being an usher because it sounds like this is going to be a very high-maintenance wedding. Go, enjoy cake, people watch, and leave. You did your part.
All right. Well, good luck, Grace. Let us know what happens.
Yeah, I need to know, like, if you're going to decide to go.
Yeah, hopefully this wedding is soon. She didn't say how soon it is.
She said in a couple months.
Oh, in a couple months. Okay, so we'll have to check back with you. Like, put a marker in your calendar, Kelly, to check back in with her. Yeah, yeah. Let's check back and see if we can get an answer from her. All right.
Okay.
Oh, we should probably get to a quick setting the bar story.
Why not? Life lessons are good to know.
And look, sometimes the line between a setting the bar story and a being brilliant is very thin.
Oh, brilliant? Wow.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without tattooing your grocery club card on your arm so you never forget it, you're doing okay.
Wow. That's pretty extreme. I mean, I get it. It's annoying when you don't have your card and you're going to miss out on discounts because of it. I get it.
I mean, most places have, you can enter in like an alternate number, like your phone number or something.
Yeah,
right.
They can look it up.
But over in England, Tesco supermarkets are kind of like, you know, Kroger or, you know, one of those grocery stores around here. They have a QR code as a part of their discount code, right? So Dean decided, because he got so tired of missing out on deals because he'd forget the QR code, to get it tattooed on the inside of his wrist.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Couldn't he just, like, if they don't have physical cards to put in his wallet, couldn't he just, like, photocopy it somehow and put it in a piece of paper in his wallet?
You mean take a picture of it with his phone?
That too. Oh.
Anyways, here's Dean getting the tattoo and trying it out at the U-Scan.
Tattooing the club card on Dean's wrist because he's so forgetful, he forgets to take it to the shop with him.
The question is, is it going to work?
Yes.
It actually worked.
It actually worked.
Yep. So
OMG. First of all, that chain should give him free groceries for life for doing that.
Yeah, the whole... Well, and, you know, this isn't the only time we've seen people use permanent ink with brands, but like the whole QR code, I guess QR code, it doesn't say what it is, you know, it's just a QR code, but tattooing that on your arm,
just take a picture of, pull it up on your phone.
Yeah.
You have your phone everywhere you go, do you not?
There are easier ways, is what we're saying.
There are easier ways. But bless his heart, thank goodness it worked. Could you imagine if it didn't work? He went through all that.
I know.
And then it didn't work.
That would be
the worst.
That would be awful. So again, setting the bar. These lines between, you know, genius and being a setting the bar story, really thin.
This is
thin,
not genius.
Really thin.
This is not genius or brilliant or any of the above. It's kind of stupid.
So,
but bless his heart, it's working out for him.
All right. Well, if you can manage then to make it through the day without tattooing your grocery club card to your arm, then you're going okay.
It's just so bizarre.
That is Set of the Bar on 99.7 DJX. You know, Grandma Tina. Oh, Grandma Tina.
Oh, she had the best of intentions, right? What?
Yeah.
She was trying to play with her grandkids?
That's right.
That's pretty normal, typical, right?
But then she became a setting the bar story. So,
how'd she end up here?
Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting yourself stuck trying to keep up with your grandkids, you're doing okay.
Where and how are we stuck?
Well, there's actually video.
Okay.
Grandma Tina was trying to keep up with her grandkids, but she got stuck in a playground.
Oh, dang. There's like this, looks like a wire tunnel that kind of goes from one section of the playground to the other. And she's stuck in the middle. Oh, no.
Yes, you can. Just go on your arm. Go on your back and climb back up.
You have to put your head first now.
She's going to get stuck.
That's the wrong way.
Oh, no.
And then they're trying to get Grandma out and... She does.
It looks like the fatal mistake is she's kind of sitting up and her head is bending forward, and it doesn't look like she is flexible enough to fold herself. Like, she either needed to be like face first doing an army crawl through that thing.
Yeah.
I think she was trying to do a little boot scoot. That did not work out well.
So there is a museum in St. Louis, the Field Museum. Have you ever been?
Okay. No, I've never been.
Okay, so it is really, it's almost like a jungle gym. It's like an adult jungle gym. And there, you know, kids and parents and families and adults alike, they all go. I mean, it's a famous place in St. Louis. And we've been to St. Louis several times, and my daughters love to go there. I say all this because they have tunnels that you can go through in this museum. And there was one in particular. It was like a hollowed out tree trunk, right? And it goes from like one level to another. But there are no stairs. It's just you kind of got an army crawl. And my two daughters, Isabella and Sophia, were younger at the time. They start scurrying up. And at the entrance, it's really big.
Okay.
And so I follow.
And then it gets narrow.
And then I follow them in. And this is like a pretty popular place. So there are then people that go in behind you, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm army crawling. I'm crawling on my hands and knees. And then I'm like, oh, this is kind of getting a little bit.
This is getting smaller.
Getting a little tight here. And Kelly, I'm not a big guy.
But, no, you're not.
But
you're a schmedium.
It got to the point where I was like, if you remember Die Hard and Bruce Willis is in the air ducts and he is like wedged in there, kind of army crawling. That's how tight I was. And it's dark completely.
Were you starting to sweat? Like, how much further am I going to get out of this? Or am I going to just like reach a point where I'm stuck and I can't get back out?
And yes, I was wondering, is it going to get tighter? And am I going to be able to get out? And if I can't get out, then how am I going to back out with all these people then behind me now?
Oh, no.
And it's completely dark because there's people, my daughters are in front of me blocking the light from the toilet.
I remember
getting that like claustrophobic feeling going, okay.
Girls, you're going to have to go move forward because daddy can't see.
And I was just in, you know, long story short, got out.
You got out. That's great.
Got out.
That's
great. But yeah, I can.
Were you able to just finish the journey, or did you have to like shimmy your way back out and make everybody behind you back out?
No, I was able to. It fortunately didn't get any tighter. So
oh,
I was
good.
And that section of the tree trunk was pretty. It wasn't very long, so I just had to
but
kind
still,
of army crawl.
They should have a sign saying, "Hey." This is,
well, they
it
don't.
Gets to be this round.
they,
and if
nope.
you're bigger than this round,
I know.
You may have a problem getting through this.
I think that's one of the things that makes it charming.
Okay.
So anyways, getting back to Grandma Tina, a little setting the bar. Let's, try to make it through the day without getting yourself stuck trying to keep up with the grandkids.
Oh, poor Grandma Tina.
Mm-hmm.
That would look hysterical though to see in person.
Yeah, we'll tweet out the story. It's pretty funny. At Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You miss anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. We had a Allie who wrote into us about a co-parenting situation that she has going on with her ex. It's not a kid, it's a dog.
OMG, like how long is that going to be able to last? Because I feel like as soon as like either one of them try to enter into a new relationship, that arrangement is not going to be able to last much longer.
Yeah, and then we had Grace, who I think we were all kind of on the same page of
team not go to the wedding.
Yeah, don't go to the wedding, especially if your best friend of since first grade is saying that you don't fit the look to be a bridesmaid.
Like,
yeah,
like I'm trying to win a photo contest for a wedding blog. And you can be an usher, though.
Yeah,
pat,
we're going
to... Pat, condescending pat on the head.
Yeah,
nope,
so,
nope.
So the wedding is in a couple months. So we're going to have to check back in with her. I guess if she just decides not to go, then that's an easy...
Then, yeah, we can get that
update. We can get that update quick. But if she does decide to go, then, yeah, we're going to definitely have to follow up with her and see what happens. So, anyways...
I guess for the sake of our show, we want her to go now, do we?
Yeah, kind of. As I was talking about that, I was kind of working through it in my head, going, you know what? That would actually be a fun update
like,
to have.
Realistically, if it was me, I wouldn't go. But for the show's sake, we need her to go.
Yeah. So Grace, think about the show actually, and why don't you do accept that usher position and go ahead and go, and then tell us how it works out. All right. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. Updated every single day. WDJX.com. Click listen.